Okay, shall we go to another question that I want to ask you? It's like, as a foreigner, what kind of e-commerce experiences do you have or have you had in China? 作为外国人的话，你在中国有哪些就是网购的经历呢？可以和我们聊一下吗？
Well, the thing was that when I came to China for 2 months, I did not know much about e-commerce as in like Taobao or Jingdong or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had the 11/11, the Shuangshi festival.
Mm.
And around me, I saw everyone talking about it and everyone was going crazy. So I inquired about it and I found out about Taobao. And that was the first time I came across it. And I made an account, and this is about 4 years ago when it was quite difficult for a foreigner to make an account. So it took me like 1 hour to make an account on Taobao, and I ordered something very simple. But then the convenience that it bestowed upon me, it was amazing. And since then, it's been about 3 years. And now, 3 years later, almost everything I buy, be it even a toothpaste, I usually get it on Taobao because I know it will come to my doorstep and it's almost always cheaper than buying it at a store.
Yeah, sure. 所以刚才呢 Adam 说到说这个 11/11 就是我们经常说的那个双十一啊，它是呢第一次网购 first experience of buying online actually was from Taobao on double 11. Yeah, so he mentioned he could make an account on blah blah blah. 就是你可以在这种网络上面啊，就网站啊或者上面去开一个账户的话， account 是那个 A-C-C-O-U-N-T. 所以我们说开一个账户，你可以说 make an account. Shall we say open an account on Taobao as well?
Yes, we can open an account is usually used with banks. But then sure, considering the fact that this is again an account, we can technically use it. There would not be a problem whatsoever. So yeah, you can say open an account. That's fine as well.
Okay, okay, I see. 所以大家呢一般说银行开户我们是会最经常用到 open an account. 但现在呢 okay, you can use it on the internet as well if you want some replacement.Of making an account, okay? 还有刚才 Adam 用到一个这样的一个短语啊，我不知道我记得是不是清楚，说 almost everything that I want to buy can be bought from online, be it even just a toothpaste. Am I repeating your sentence correctly? 我说对不对？
Yes, you're right. Be it even a toothpaste, that means something as simple as a toothpaste also, I buy it online.
Be it even a toothpaste.所以这是一个很好的表达，就是 be it even something, 即使是什么什么 be it even, 就是前面我们说到的 almost you can, almost everything you want to buy can be bought from online, be it even a toothpaste. Okay, thank you so much. Anything else?
Another thing that I really love about Taobao as a whole is the fact that I can buy anything in it.Be something as simple as a toothpaste to something as complicated as the motherboard of my laptop. I can buy anything and everything on Taobao, and it's all under a single platform. So it's very convenient. All I need to do is search it, and I will have 1,000 options to choose from.
所以刚才 Adam 在这里面又提到了这样的两个表达，就是 I can buy anything and everything. I can buy anything and everything from Taobao. And all I need to do is to blah blah blah. 就是我可以买到任何东西，你就可以用这种强调的方法说 anything and everything. 然后呢，我需要做的事情就只有一件，就是 all I need to do. All I need to do. 然后后面接什么呢 ？Is blah 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 blah. 对吧？就是你可以说呢 ，is making an account.Clicking like some icons, blah, blah, 这些东西 Okay, good. My next question, Adam, is what do you think is the difference or what are the differences between e-commerce in China and the e-commerce in other countries? 能不能去帮我们比较一下说中国的电子商务和其他国家的电子商务之间有什么样的不同啊
Well, e-commerce as a whole works the same in every country.However, one thing that really amazes me about China is that Anytime I have a problem with it, or if I have a question, I can contact the seller very easily, and they are always available to answer my questions. And they are almost always very, very helpful, and they make special arrangements if the need be, and they are always willing to help me no matter what. In the US, usually we are not able to communicate with the seller, because one seller probably holds the monopoly over the whole category. So it's very difficult for a single person to get in touch with them, be it for any question or any problems or a refund or anything like that. It can get a bit complicated. But in China, on Taobao, it'll become really, really convenient for us. And especially for the fact that the sellers are always willing to accommodate, and they're always willing to help you no matter what. And they can answer all your questions at any time of the day. And if you have any special requests, they are always, always willing to help you. That's something that really amazes me.
Okay, okay, okay. 啊，这块出现了好多个表达，我们要来说一下。As a whole， 首先第一个 ，as a whole 就是 in general， right？ 就整体的意思啊。刚才 Adam 提到，注意在我们今天的这个谈话当中，有很多的 Adam is actually using a lot of very good connectives， so pay much attention to them。大家一定要好好注意那些连接词啊。第一个 ，as a whole， 在这一段里出现 ，anytime I have a problem with something， anytime I have a problem， 任何我有什么问题啊，或者什么什么。要咨询的事情的时候，你可以用这个句型，就是 anytime I 什么什么，或者 shall we say anytime when I have a problem to ask, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Okay, 所以呢，说 the seller is always available， 就是总在线，总是可以找到人的，什么时候找，什么时候在，所以我们就可以说 the seller is always available. 对，然后呢 is always helpful， 还一直都是可以 ready to help， 就是总是能够提供这样的帮助的。Okay, so they will make some special arrangements for you. 对，他会帮你提供一些特殊的帮助，安排这样的事情。For your like, if you want to return some goods, right? If you want to get some refund, 就是return 就是退货了。那么 refund 就是退完货之后拿回那个钱，就返现金。返还原来的那个购物款，这个意思啊。但是呢 ，Adam 说到 ，in the U.S. it's a bit different because some sellers are holding monopoly, right? Holding monopoly 就是他们是比较垄断的这样。所以呢 ，it's very difficult for them to get in touch with the sellers. Get in touch with 和谁取得联系？So it's not difficult for them to get a refund. For this reason. But in China, Adam Yu 说到，回到中国的话呢 ，the sellers are always willing to accommodate you. Accommodate 就是说迁就你啊，顺从你啊，然后能让你更方便一些，叫 accommodate somebody. That's something that really amazes me. 最后一句话呢 ，Adam 说到 ，that's something that really amazes me. Amaze 是 A-M-A-Z-E-S， 让我感到很惊艳的部分，就是让你觉得 surprise you positively. Okay, so that's amazing.